The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, welcome to hour number two of the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. Next week, our guest is Terry James. We'll be talking about his book, Cauldron, Bible Prophecy. We'll be talking about what's happening in the Middle East. And then on October the 12th, researcher and author Stan Deo joins us. This will be one of his first media appearances to talk about his new DVD. And he believes he's found the actual location of the Garden of Eden from the Bible. Yeah, that the Garden of Eden. This is going to be fantastic. And we got this booking just as this was all coming together. And we're going to be one of the first media appearances that he does as this DVD comes out. So we're super excited about that. That's going to be October the 12th. That's coming up in 2 weeks. But this hour is huge. And our guest this hour is Matt Kepnes. And his book is called How to Travel the World on $50 a Day. And his blog, you've got to check out his blog. It's nomadicmatt.com, nomadicmatt.com. And Matt Kepnes, this is his first time with us. Welcome to Jim Paris Live.
Thanks, Jim, for having me.
Hey, I heard from my producer that you just got back from some kind of international flight today, and she told me that you were wondering if we were going to have you on for like 5 minutes or how that was going to work, and I appreciate you so much keeping your commitment to be with us for the hour, and it won't be like a straight hour. We have commercials and all that, so you're going to have plenty of chance to drink coffee to keep yourself awake, but this is going to be one of our huge shows. We're going to put it on all of our outlets, all of our video outlets, all of our audio outlets, and we're going to spin this out there to get you a huge benefit from this. But I have to tell you, I'm one of your newest and biggest fans because I absolutely love this book. I want to tell everybody listening to get a copy of this book, How to Travel the World on $50 a Day. And Matt, as much as I love your book, I love your blog even more than your book. And we got to start, I guess, at the beginning to tell people your story. How old of a young man are you?
I'm 33.
You're 33. Okay, so I'm going to be 50, so I can call you young man, I guess. A little patronizing, perhaps. But how did you start traveling worldwide? I mean, I read your blog, and I'm looking at your YouTube and your Twitter account. And I guess we could start by asking you, where haven't you been?
Well, I've been to about 75 countries in the world, so I'm only about a third of the way there. I haven't been through large portions of the Middle East, Africa, South America, the Pacific, lots of places.
Now, what most people think about, Matt, when they think of traveling, especially if you think about international traveling, is that it takes a lot of money to travel internationally. That's what you would think. And when you pick up a book that says How to Travel the World on $50 a Day, and you start going through it, and you're talking about traveling like in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, South America. I mean, this is amazing if people can really do this. How did you figure this out?
You know, the perception in American media is that travel is expensive. And the images, the commercials, the magazines, what they portray is resort, luxury, comfort, style, big price tag. And when that's all you see, that's all you know, you believe the great lie, so to speak. And so, for me, I went away thinking you had to spend a lot of money on traveling. And when I started traveling, I realized that that wasn't the case. You could go to plenty of countries around the world and not spend a lot of money by kind of, to use the cliche, traveling like a local, in the sense that you do the exact same things you do at home. Use local transportation, stay in, you know, avoid big name guest hotels, cook your meals, eat at markets, and sort of avoid the big name stuff. Plus, what they don't tell you in all these magazines is that there's tons of free walking tours and discount cards and museum passes in every city around the world that can help you save money.
Now, so, Matt, I don't want anybody to miss any of this, so I want to ask you if you can help me. What we're hearing is some of your speaking is a little bit louder, and then it goes softer. I don't know if you can talk directly into your phone. Sometimes just kind of a weird phone connection we get through the radio network. But if you can try to speak right into your phone as we're talking to you so we don't miss anything. Now, I read your book, and you said that in the beginning you actually started traveling, and then you learned some of these tricks from other fellow travelers. How much during the year, like out of a 12-month year, would someone like you using these strategies be on the road?
I'm usually on the road about 9 months out of the year.
Wow.
9 months. I travel a lot. I always try to come home and settle down, and then I think about all the places I want to go, and then I head back out on the road.
So do you actually have a home that is, I mean, do you own a home, or do you have a, like an apartment that's your official place to come back to, or do you just sort of like have a temporary spot to stay because you're not back in the States too often?
I rent an apartment in New York City with a friend.
Okay.
So when that's my home. I come back here. I'm here right now.
And some of the things that you talk about in the book, this is a very, very practical approach. For example, one of the things you talk about is if you're away for a long period of time, dealing with like your mail and your bills and stuff like that. I mean, and that's something you have to think about, right? I mean, if I went away for 9 months, God only knows like what my mail stack would look like when I got back. How do you deal with things like mail and paying bills and all that if you're gone for that long?
Luckily, in this day and age, you know, the internet has really made travel a lot easier and more accessible. There's so many websites out there. And when it comes to bill pay, I go paperless. You know, I turn off every bill. I just turn it to an email alert saying, hey, your bill is due. And that pretty much eliminates every important bill I have. And when you go away, you cancel the things you don't need. You cancel the cable. You cancel your phone, cars, and all those other bills go away. And suddenly you're just left with, you know, one credit card you have to pay each month. So you only have to worry about one bill. And, you know, for really, really important non-bill thing, you can get mail services that will scan your mail to you and forward it on an email. Or you can have it sent to a family. I used to use my parents' address as sort of my forwarding address, you know, in case there was an important message that came to me that couldn't come to me through an email.
Yeah, and what
but
you're saying...
Really, but, you know, that really happens these days.
Yeah, I mean, and these are the practical things that you get into in the book, including, you know, the issue of banking and dealing with, you know, money, because you've got to have money. You got to at least have your $50 a day. Of course, you know, even using your system, you've got to have, you know, some money, access to some way of paying for things. So we're going to get into all this and more after the break. We'll also open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour to take phone calls. The name of the book is How to Travel the World on $50 a Day. Our guest is Matt Kepnes. And his blog is nomadicmatt.com. When we come back from the break, I want to ask him about some of the different countries. Maybe we can get into some of the lowest cost, best deals as far as traveling internationally. And who knows, start packing your backpack. Maybe you'll be able to leave on your trip here shortly as our guest gives us his secrets. You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, how to pray for a financial miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com, how to pray for a financial miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. We are live on Sunday nights, and our guest this hour is Matt Kepnes. His website is nomadicmatt.com, and you can find him on Twitter. I just followed him on Twitter. He is at Nomadic Matt over at Twitter. And his story here, it says he's a native of Boston but calls the world his home now. After a trip to Thailand in 2005 inspired him to travel more, he quit his job and set off around the world. And Matt, one of the things that's fascinating about what you're doing is you've kind of turned this into a business as well. You're now also, you've got a travel blog and you write books and you've turned this whole experience into a business. Is this what pays for your travel, or do you also work doing anything when you're in these different countries?
No, this is my full-time job now. When I came home after 18 months traveling the world, I had taught English in Thailand, and I came home and sat back down in a cubicle and realized this was not my dream. So I started the blog as sort of a way to gain freelance writing jobs. I thought, hey, I want to travel more. What's a good job that lets you travel more? Travel writer. So I thought, why not give it a crack? And over time, the website sort of just grew into the entity that it is now. More people wanted the practical tips that I was giving about, how to get places, how to travel on the cheap. Can you really do it? And so it just sort of grew and grew and grew.
Yeah, and your website, you had said on a video I was watching, it has like 650,000 visits each month. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's quite a website. All right, so the book also, I want to make sure people understand, this is not only about international travel. There's a lot in here about traveling in the U.S., so maybe you're not ready to do something overseas and you want to do something just locally. That's something you can use the book for as well. But let's start with, other than the U.S., Matt, what would be like one of the best places that people could travel right now where the U.S. dollar would give them the most value?
Well, close to home, you have Central America. Nicaragua is a great country, very inexpensive, very safe. You have a lot of actually Americans going down there to retire because property is really cheap. It's sort of the new Costa Rica. Now that being, Costa Rica is great, Panama is great. And then further afield, you have Eastern Europe, countries such as Romania, Bulgaria, Estonia, even Hungary. Greece is actually a phenomenal deal for everything. It's very cheap, especially because of their economic crisis. Portugal, even further afield, the best value in the world for anything is always Southeast Asia.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
You can live very large there on very little.
So what is a day, what is a typical day for you like when you're on one of these trips? Because normally how the rest of us travel is we have like 7 days maybe to do a trip, and maybe one of those days is to get there and one day is to get home. So we have 5 days and we arrive and we go to all the tourist spots that are the most expensive and we probably don't see all the good stuff and we spend too much money. But you get to stay for weeks and weeks. So are you every day getting up with kind of a different itinerary of something to do, or do you just have some down days where you just do writing and hang out and kind of more become like a local as you're visiting these places for longer terms?
It's not about the time you spend at a destination. It's how you spend that time. I was just coming back, as you mentioned earlier, from an international trip. I only had about 7 days to explore as much as Iceland as I could. So I had really make the most of my time while I was there. And so you want to see the big stuff, right? I mean, you want to go to Paris and you want to see the Louvre and you want to see the Eiffel Tower, and that's great. And I do that too. But you also try to kind of want to walk in and see, okay, well, what else is there to do? What can I do further away? So I try to go into a place with two or three things I want to do, and then let the rest of the day fill itself in. Wake up today, I'm going to go to the Louvre, and I'm going to go then to another museum in Paris. And however long that takes, that takes. If I get it done in 4 hours, I'll think, okay, well, I'll just wander somewhere new and sit in a cafe, or you ask somebody, hey, where's a good area to go? And they'll direct you. So local tourism offices are really great at this. People don't really go into them enough. They go in and they say, okay, I need this map and I need you to book this. But I go in and I say, okay, point out stuff on the map that I should see. What do you do? Because the people that work there are all locals. So I say, where do you like to eat? Where do you hang out?
Yeah, that's such good advice, because when I've been to France and different trips like that, and there are little places that you'll never ever find in a tourism guide, like little great restaurants and just little interesting, you know, museums and historical homes that you can take a tour of, and things that you'll just never find in one of those tourism guides. Now, when you travel, Matt, are you traveling usually by yourself, or do you have a significant other, or do you have a kind of a group of people that go with you on these trips, or is this just a solo deal?
It varies. Most of the time I'm with myself, because I learned a very long time ago, if I waited for any of my friends to travel with me, I would still be working in that office. So after a lot of failed trips, I just go by myself, and if friends join. In November, I'm going to the Caribbean for about a month, and I have a friend from Boston joining me, or I'll go visit friends, or, you know, you make a lot of new friends. I was just in Iceland, and I met these two French folks and the Spaniard, and we drove around the country together.
Wow. And so you sound like one of those people. You're very good at making friends and meeting locals, and that probably is part of it. Can I assume that part of the opportunity that you end up having to meet local people is through your strategy of, you actually use the idea of like hostels, or even like the Airbnb idea of like maybe renting a room from someone or sleeping on someone's couch as an alternative to like a traditional hotel?
Yes, I do that all the time. I like traditional hotels when I just want to pull myself up in a room and sit on a nice comfy bed and watch movies. But they're really not good environments to meeting people. They're sedentary.
Right.
So if you use these other methods, Airbnb is a great site. You know, even if you don't want to sleep on someone's couch or stay in the hostel, that's a great place to get, you know, a local's home, who you can say, hey, you live in this neighborhood, where should I go eat? Where should I see? What should I do? And websites like Couchsurfing, which are meant to, you know, give travelers a free place to stay, you know, they're sort of in the hopes of fostering sort of a cultural exchange.
Yeah.
Well, you don't actually have to stay at someone's place. You can, all these sites have meetup groups that you can just go to.
And that's called, that website is called Couchsurfer, I think you had said. We're going to talk more about this, Couchsurfing, when we come back from the break. Matt Kepnes is our guest, how to travel the world on $50 a day. The website, nomadicmatt.com. We'll be back right after this.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and the worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. This is Jim Paris Live every Sunday night, and we're talking with our special guest tonight, Matt Kepnes. His book is How to Travel the World on $50 a Day. We're going to open up the phone lines right now. If you've got a question about traveling, maybe it's here in the U.S. or maybe internationally, you'd like to find out more about Matt's strategies, of course, get the book. This is one of those books where you're going to get your money's worth tenfold over. It's not a book filled with fluff. I mean, he's got phone numbers, websites, step-by-step. This is a book that, this book, a lot of the books I get when I do interviews, they're taken from my office, not this one. This one's going in a drawer and I'm going to lock it because this one I'm keeping because this has got just so much wonderful information in here. But if you've got a question that you want to ask Matt directly, here's your opportunity. The toll-free number is 877-317-6432. Maybe you'd like to get into this lifestyle, traveling, writing a blog, being gone for 9 months at a time. Does that sound good to you? 877-317-6432. We'll open up the phone lines. 877-317-6432. Or you can send your questions in by email, jim@christianmoney.com. Jim@christianmoney.com. And remember, when you email, please tell us what city you're emailing from so we can announce that when we read your question on the air. Jim@christianmoney.com. Okay, Matt, well, we're lining up the questions for you. Let's talk about banking. There's a lot here on the back cover and in the introduction of the book about dealing with money when you're overseas. And this is a really big deal because when you start exchanging money and you start dealing with like certain credit cards and certain types of transactions, it can be just prohibitively expensive. How do you deal with money? In fact, you say you don't pay any banking fees anywhere you travel around the world.
Yeah, that's right. I realized a long time ago that there are ways to avoid that. And that just happened through getting really tired of paying fees. So first I would get a bank account where you don't have to pay any ATM fees. There are a number of companies that do this. Fidelity offers a checking account, I guess would be a good term. It's not really a checking account, but it's an account that has an ATM card. Capital One will reimburse fees. Capital One will not charge fees, but you have to pay other fees. And then the granddaddy of them all is Charles Schwab. If you open an investor account, you get an investor checking account. And just for your listeners out there, you don't have to keep any money in the investor account. All my money is just in my checking account. And every ATM fee you get charged, they reimburse to your account. And they don't charge any. So if I happen to go to, since we talked about it before, Paris, and I get charged $5 for the ATM, they put it back into my account at the end of the month.
Wow.
So that's the best account there is. And with credit cards, there are a number of credit cards that do not charge any overseas fees. Capital One is probably the most simple and easiest card. Their Capital One Venture card, if you just want a simple no-fee card. But then you have some of the more yearly fee credit cards that where you can get miles and points with. There are a number of them that don't charge overseas cards. Most of the American Express cards don't. The United Airlines credit card does not. The new American Express, American Airlines card does not. And the Chase Sapphire does not. I mean, that's a great card, too, for a lot of reasons. We could spend a whole hour just talking about points and miles. But there are a lot of cards out there which are listed in the book. The bank stuff's listed in the book, too, in case you can't remember it all. But there's a lot of ways to never pay a bank fee.
Wow, that's really, really great information. I mean, even for people that are just taking a week or two vacation to have that information, because especially in Europe, when you're out of your own network of ATMs and all that, it can get crazy how much money that it will cost you to try to get just cash to be able to operate. We're taking phone calls now and questions by email. The phone number is 877-317-6432. Your questions for Matt Kepnes, the book, How to Travel the World on $50 a day, 877-317-6432, or your questions by email, jim@christianmoney.com. Of course, we always take the callers before the emailers, but due to the nature of our show being on a Sunday night and most of our listeners listen over the internet, many of our large percentage of our questions come in by email, Matt. So the first question we're going to go to here is an emailer from Chicago, and she says that she's a female. And this all sounds great for a man to travel this way by himself. And I'm not going to read the whole email, but I get the gist of this. Do you have any advice for a female who is going to travel in a similar way? It would sound kind of dangerous to me.
It's no more dangerous than walking down the street where she lives now. And I don't mean that because I'm a guy saying that, but you know, the reality is, you know, when you walk out your door, anything can happen, right? Anything can happen no matter where you are in the world. And there are a number of women out there who travel alone by themselves in areas of the world that are probably far safer than she lived in Chicago, I think you said.
Right. That's a great point you make. There probably were 50 people shot this weekend or something like that in Chicago. Right. So,
And if you go to areas around the world like Southeast Asia or, you know, Japan and parts of Europe, you know, where there's like hospitality and there's, you know, sort of a respect for visitors, you know, you're going to be fine. I mean, I just went to Iceland. I mean, they've had like one murder there in the past 50 years. So there are a lot of women that do this. I know it can kind of sound scary as, oh, like, you're a guy, you can do this. I'm a girl, you know, I have to worry about, you know, all these dangerous situations. But truth is, you know, I came back to and I heard about some UVA college student who got kidnapped. So it can happen here. Now, I don't want to, like, scare the bejesus out of anyone.
But, yeah, you make a good point. Why is it that we assume that things are, we're so safe here and we would be at risk somewhere else? I would tell you, though, that as a father of two daughters, one of my daughters is especially adventurous and she's been to Europe and all that on multiple occasions. And I almost hope she's not listening right now because she's probably going to get this book and then disappear for 9 months and she'll come back and I'll look like I'm 80 because I'll be so worried about where she is and what's going on. Are there any places in particular, though, Matt, that you would have to honestly say, yeah, most places are safe, but don't go here? I mean, do you get into this on your blog, sort of some areas that you would definitely recommend staying away from, like, for example, war zones, which I guess would include most of the Middle East right now?
Yeah, you know, the word danger is always a relative term, but common sense would just dictate, you know, you don't go into sketchy areas after dark. You know, if you wouldn't do it at home, you wouldn't do it. You should definitely not do it overseas. But in terms of, like, countries, like, I wouldn't go to countries that have war zones. You know, I wouldn't go to eastern Ukraine at the moment. I wouldn't go to Libya. I wouldn't go to most of the Middle East. You know, there are parts of, you know, Indonesia and the Philippines that are kind of, you know, not so safe. You know, so you just kind of have to look on the news, and online, and kind of sets it out. Now, remember, if it bleeds, it leads. So just because you've heard, you know, somebody got kidnapped in some country, it's a big country. So you just kind of want to do your research, and there's a lot of good material online. You know, people always say, oh, don't go to Mexico. It's pretty dangerous. You know, I see all this stuff in the news. Well, if I just listened to the news, I think, holy moly.
Yeah, because the news, like you say, they're going to exaggerate the reality of what's going on there. This will be our last segment, Matt. We've got questions here. Somebody wants to know about how do you pack to be able to travel like this. Someone else wants to know about saving money on airfare. Someone else wants to know about discount cards for hotels. All of that and more in our last segment with Matt Kepnes, How to Travel the World on $50 a Day. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Jim Paris, radio talk show host and editor of the website ChristianMoney.com. You may know me from my numerous appearances on the 700 Club. I was a multimillionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy by the age of 40. What I learned during my financial collapse was a revolutionary new way of praying for my finances, and it's revealed in my brand new book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. Now, the book has been endorsed by Dave Ramsey, former vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root, TV radio talk show host George Norrie, and countless others. I want to send you a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. All I need you to do is call my office and leave your email address on my voicemail. The number to dial, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Again, 888-427-8755.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. Our guest next week is Terry James. The book is Cauldron. We'll be talking about Bible prophecy and what's happening in the Middle East. In 2 weeks, our guest is researcher and writer Stan Deo. His new DVD will reveal the actual location of the biblical Garden of Eden. That's going to be fascinating. That's coming up in 2 weeks. Our guest, our last segment with him, Matt Kepnes, and the book is How to Travel the World on $50 a Day. Tons of email questions coming in. And just to show you how interesting this guy is, I'm looking at his Twitter page right now, and here's a post from 19 hours ago. It says, "Airport bound Iceland, I will miss you." I want to do that someday, Matt. I want to be able to say, like, "Iceland, I will miss you," or "Argentina, don't cry for me. I head to the airport now." I mean, I love this. I mean, you're living this out, and the questions are pouring in. So here we go from Kansas City, Missouri. Somebody says, yes, once you get there, you might be able to do it on $50 a day, but to get there is thousands of dollars for airfare. How do you get there without it costing you thousands of dollars, Matt?
There's a few ways. Airfare has definitely gone up over, the last, 5 years, decade, and it is a cost, but there are always deals and specials and mistake fares out there. Some good websites are called theflightdeal.com, theflightdeal.com, Airfare Watchdog, airfarewatchdog.com. Those are good sites that will look for deals. Last-minute fares, mistake fares, if the airline's have a deal for Paris or London or something, 6 months from now, you can swap that out. But more than that, you know, I use my everyday spending. I have credit cards that I use that get me airline points, miles, and then I redeem those points and miles for free flights and hotel rooms and such. You know, and that's a longer conversation, but simply put, you know, if I want to fly, say, to Japan, you know, I look at for a credit card that has a great sign-up bonus, say 50,000 points, and I get it, and I use that as my everyday spending card, and then, you know, I get the 50,000 points and my spending, and poof, I'm off to Japan.
Well, and I think part of it too, wouldn't it be true that if you're going to go somewhere for like a few months, the cost of getting there and getting back amortized over like 3 or 4 months that you're there becomes low, as opposed to like how most people travel, which is, you know, you go there and you come back the same week and it's like $1,500 for the airfare. And if you put that over the cost of 7 days, you know, each day it was $200 just for the travel to get there and get home. So in your case, because you stay longer, that also makes it less expensive. Would that be fair?
Yes, that's true. But I agree with you. But I think, you know, saying, well, the airfare is too expensive is, you know, putting up a no in front of you. If you believe travel is expensive, you will find ways to prove it is expensive. And airfare is one of the easy things, like, haha, I get you, airfare is expensive. But there are ways around it. And if you look, you know, the internet is awash with information. My book has a ton of information on airfare. I have 2 chapters devoted to it.
All right. Now, somebody's here emailing us again from Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, and they want to know about packing for such long trips. You do mention in your book backpack. So I'm assuming, are you one of those guys that you bring everything on the plane? You don't pack like 2 or 3 big boxes inside the belly of the plane? You're not like a big heavy packer. Tell us about your packing and how you do that, especially for these longer trips.
Well, I do check a bag. I don't bring it on the plane. Bring it on the plane in the underbelly. But if I'm traveling for 6 or 7 months at a time, I try to go to a place that has generally just about one season, so I don't have to pack for, you know, spring, fall, winter, summer, and that really limits what the amount of stuff you're going to bring. But when you're on the road, you don't need to change T-shirts every day. You can wear the same pair of jeans for 4 or 5 days, right? So if you're, you know, I do laundry about once a week, so I have about a week and a half's worth of clothes with me. And then I just do laundry while I'm on the road, maybe 2 weeks worth of clothes. I just do laundry.
I used to tour as a musician, and I had about 5 days of clothes. And I remember on occasion, it was not rare. It was pretty frequent that I'd have to do laundry like in my sink, in my room, to be able to have like some clean clothes to wear on, you know, the bus or the van the next day, you know, traveling between the gigs. Like our actual show clothes were taken care of, but like our day-to-day clothes. But you're right, here in America, it's like you wear a pair of jeans one time and then it goes in the hamper and then it gets washed. When the truth is, you could probably wear that pair of jeans a few times. And I mean, unless it's an especially hot day or something, there's not going to really be a problem with that. Somebody must be reading your blog or your book, because this next question coming in from Northern California, they want you to talk about the discount cards that you recommend, because I know you get into this in your book. They probably wouldn't have known it otherwise, but they want you to talk about the discount cards that you recommend for travelers.
Well, there's a number of them. If you're younger than 26, there's a student or youth discount card. If you're a teacher, there's a discount card. And if you're older than 55, the senior discount card that you can just, you know, just show your ID and say, hey, look, I'm older than this. But when you go to each city, the great discount cards that they have, tourism boards will offer sort of, you know, a 1-day sightseeing pass or a 3-day or a 5-day or a 7-day. And these passes will include, you know, all their major attractions and museums, as well as free public transportation, which is a big plus.
Wow.
And, you know, for one price, you know, it kind of means you have to be kind of rushed, but it's all about the map. You know, for example, we're drilling down on Paris again. I mean, there's more than this out there. But the Paris Pass gets you into all the major museums plus Versailles for 50 euros. You know, that's a three-day pass. So you spread that over 3 days, that's, you know, $20 a day. And unlimited museums and public transportation. No, not public transportation on that one. The London card, I used it in Oslo. I basically use these cards, just, you know, look at what they cover, add up the cost of everything you would want to see, and if it's more than the cost of the pass, buy the pass.
Very good. And we're going to try to squeeze in two more questions. These are both coming from people in Florida. The first one is, what do you do about health care? What if you get sick? Is there any type of special health insurance that you have, depending on where you're traveling? That's a great question.
Most U.S. insurance companies do not cover you overseas, so like my regular day-to-day insurance sort of ends when I get overseas, but there is travel insurance. I always have travel insurance with me. It's great emergent care. You know, if you get injured or sick or have to get sent home, they will cover you. You know, it's travel insurance. And it also will cover stolen or lost items. You know, if your bag gets lost on the way home from an airline, travel insurance is there. So it's this multi-purpose thing. And there's also something called expatriate insurance, expat insurance. So if you decide, hey, I want to move to China for the rest of my life, there are companies that will, you can pay and you can get coverage in China.
Very interesting. And just to mention also that Christian Medical Sharing, which is an alternative to traditional insurance, to this emailer, that covers you anywhere in the world too, which is something very, very unique. And then our last question, Matt, we've only got a minute here. They want to know about, is there anything a person could do to make money when they're traveling? I know you have the blog, but there's something else on your blog about like teaching English as a foreign language. Are there any things like that you can make money with while you're actually traveling?
If you want to work, you can find a job. As long as you're open to what, you know, if your goal is I just need money for my next trip, you can work at a bar, you can work at a restaurant, you can work at a hostel, you can teach English, you can work on a cruise ship, you can do volunteer work, you can do online virtual assistant stuff from anywhere in the world. There is a plethora of opportunities out there, right? A lot of countries will offer work visas, you know, so you can come in and, you know, work construction or on a farm or in an office.
So, hey, Matt, I'm sorry to cut you short. This was such a great interview. I thank you so much for sticking with us here. You just got back from Iceland. Great book. Grab it. How to Travel the World on $50 a Day. His website, nomadicmatt.com. And we'd love to have him back again. Grab his book. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with you next Sunday night. So long for now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.